Flying United, We Get Letters, and What a Value. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It came down to a razor-sharp edge, almost the bare minimum. It was that close. But that close sometimes is all you need, as the Farmington United girls gymnastics team proved that last weekend by winning the MHSAA title over Northville and Rockford, the three top teams separated by 0.3 of a point.
We are such a team, and we are so strong together that no matter what other teams are doing, no matter what high scores we see, we just try to forget about it, and we keep going and continue to the next event, no matter if someone fell or hit. It didn't matter, because as a team we were happy, and we just put everything out there and did our best.
United senior Eliza Bills posted the highest all-around score in the team competition on Friday at 36.7. She also repeated as a Division II all-around champ the following day in the individual competition with a 37.175 to edge Morgan Case of Rockford. You can read more about the girls' gymnastics finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game balls this week go out to Brighton Ice Hockey goalie Harrison Fleming, who turned back 44 of 47 shots in two games to lead the Bulldogs to a second straight Division I title at USA Arena in Plymouth last weekend. And Skylar Cook's weeks of Holland Christian, who won two individual titles and swam on two winning relay teams as the Maroons captured the Division III Lower Peninsula Boys Swimming and Diving title last weekend at Saginaw Valley State. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the course of any school year, the MHSAA receives thousands of pieces of correspondence. We recently received a letter from a member school superintendent that really caught our attention. The letter was addressed to all of the officials in this superintendent's local area. And in that was a pledge. It was a pledge by that individual school, along with the entire league, that they were going to improve sportsmanship in their area and also improve the experience that officials had when working at those schools. The superintendent promised more accountability for his coaches, his players, and especially his adult spectators in raising the bar for those sportsmanship expectations to keep those officials in the game.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. While doing a radio interview this week talking up the girls' basketball finals in Grand Rapids, the topic of ticket prices came up and what a great value our high school games are. The top ticket for a high school final is $10, which can get you into four football games in a day, or two basketball games, or even 9 hours of wrestling. Compare that to a movie ticket, a concert ticket, or even a ticket to this weekend's college basketball games in Detroit, which one person told me he found some lower bowl tickets for Sunday at $225 apiece. That's almost the price of a vacation for a family of four when you add in parking, concessions, and everything else. What bothers me is that folks don't think twice about dropping their entire savings account, if you have one, for some entertainment options, yet complain about high school ticket prices or try to cajole their way into a game for free. And of course, they want to pull up to the site 5 minutes before the start of the game, find a parking spot next to the gate, and still get a seat in the front row. Our games have always been a great value financially for spectators, and moreover, they do a great job promoting lifetime values to the players. They're worth the few pennies that they cost you compared to other forms of entertainment, and they give back so much more to schools and communities than you could ever imagine. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.